Unlike the other gospel writers, Luke wasn't Jewish. In fact, he was probably the only Gentile whose books we have in the New Testament. And his audience was probably Gentile too. But how did Luke's ethnicity and the ethnicity of his audience impact what he wrote? Are there distinctly Gentile aspects of Luke's gospel?
Luke, himself a Gentile, writing the gospel, well, for Gentiles like himself, who had very little understanding perhaps of Judaism, but have been brought into the story of Jesus, and so it's written for the whole world, if you like. Luke's gospel, well, because he's trying to include people from all the world and Gentiles like himself, it has a very much more inclusive feel. And this is the gospel in which you get a real sense of the human Jesus who's got this love and compassion for all people. It's slightly more a feeling gospel, perhaps, whereas Matthew's gospel feels a little bit more truth and analysis, that kind of thing.
第一个特点就是他的读者。
The first point of difference in comparing Luke with the other Gospels is that its original readers were not Jewish people, and so it was adjusted to be more fitting to the Greek culture. For example, its genealogy begins with Adam instead of Abraham. It also uses Greek phrases. For example, when the four friends lowered a paralytic from the ceiling to be healed by Jesus, the roof that Luke described with his verbiage was a Greek-styled roof, not a Hebrew-styled mud roof.
The church of his day is made up of Jews and Gentiles, and from historical perspective, the synagogue, that the Jews in the synagogue would say, what is this? God's people is the nation Israel. And so part of his purpose is to demonstrate that in fact the mission to the Gentiles was all along part of God's purpose and plan. So throughout both Luke and Acts, you see this vision of this global vision that the gospel isn't just for the Jews, that all along the Jews were meant to be a light for the Gentiles, and that one day this gospel that starts in Israel is going to go forth to all nations. And so very much central to Luke's purpose to demonstrate that the church made up of Jews and Gentiles are the people of God in the present age.